Oh, and has become a giant. And for a long time now, it has had everything to do with the development of Pernambuco and Brazil. Strategically located with infrastructure and new technologies, its location is to be a hub port, the main South Atlantic cargo port. Suape is a city in its own right, a port, industry, innovation, and sustainability. The site is enormous, but nature also has a place here. Over half of the area is an environmental preservation zone. This means that no industry or other company can be located in this region. The area contains historical and cultural heritage. One of these is the Massangana Sugar Mill, listed as a national park commemorating the abolition of slavery. It is home to the Sharing Station, a space open to community. It has a library, computers with free internet access, training courses, and a kitchen school that helps many budding entrepreneurs. Suape is now involved in decarbonization and the energy transition. A green hydrogen tech hub in partnership with Senai Pernambuco is one of its most innovative projects. It is focused on producing the fuel of the future. It will be a space for research, product development, and much more innovation. The port has made progress with social and environmental action, stepped up in the 2035 Master Plan. One of these initiatives is the agroforestry system, which promotes the kind of organic farming that does not harm to the Atlantic forest. The communities produce will be purchased by companies forming part of the complex, generating income and more development for all. Wildlife is monitored and studied on a daily basis. The reforestation nursery is capable of producing 440,000 saplings and over 80 species native to the Atlantic forest. The industrial zone is home to over 80 companies and around 12 development hubs. Petrobras Abreu e Lima Refinery is the largest company and is set to grow even further when a new stage has been concluded and production will double. The pharmaceutical hub will be further boosted by the arrival of a major player in the sector. Suape receives, distributes, and exports raw materials, basic equipment, and manufactured goods. It ships bulk liquids, food and beverages, pharmaceutical products, petrochemicals, and wind power equipment. The industrial complex provides more than 20,000 jobs, a new structural project that is set to make Suape even bigger and more competitive is the railroad that will connect the Sertão region to the coast and will bring with it another major undertaking, the creation of a mineral ore terminal. And that's not all. We are also moving into agribusiness. We will ship more containers, more fuel, and more of the produce of the Araripe region. The port makes a huge difference. It is an impressive calling card. It is a port that never sleeps. It works night and day. Suape is one of the largest public ports in Brazil. It is authorized to receive huge new Panamax-class cargo ships. Ships of up to 366 meters in length can moor in the inner port. Wave 4 is for bulk wheat, general cargo, and vehicles. The vehicles hub is the largest in the Northeast. It works with exports, imports, and transshipment, the transfer of cargo from one ship to another. Wave 5 is a public and works with bulk solids. A new container terminal is due to be installed by one of the largest shipping companies in the world. The inner and outer ports will be dredged, further increasing potential and enabling them to receive large ships with maximum cargo capacity. History is everywhere. This was where in 1983, the Araxá was the first ship to use Suape port, exporting alcohol for Petrobras. The multi-purpose quay has another story to tell. A regasification facility is due to be installed, expanding the natural gas market for industry and consumers. Operators in the modern high-tech control tower oversee the coming and going of ships. Digital technology has made a huge difference in all sectors. Swap is now a paperless port. Control tower staff can also enjoy spectacular views. Sunrises and sunsets are a joy to behold. Suape has achieved many things and is preparing for new challenges in the future. Strong, steady, creative, and sustainable, connecting Pernambuco to the world.